for me, I went into this project, you know, for me to go all across the world and go and try to get people to talk to me that are fake news writers, that are trying not to speak to the press, that are kind of bunkered in their homes and hiding out and, you know, underground and doing all these things and meeting privately in secret. And, you know, that's what they're all doing. They know what they're doing is wrong. But to get them to talk was definitely a feat. And, you know, for me to go in was without prejudice and a bit of anger about what they were doing was a challenge. And I really did go in thinking, okay, here's what's fascinating about this story. Trache, as you'll see in the film, is an entrepreneur. He's a 20-something entrepreneur. He did really well. He hired employees in America. He figured out how to do it. He partnered with his brother. He saw there was a way to make money, and he was also feeling like if Trump got elected, it would be better for Macedonia. Not sure why, but mm-hmm. that's how he felt. Yeah. So he did. And so I treated him as an entrepreneur. You know, I looked at him as an entrepreneur, and I really had to take away and sap the morality out of my body because I had to listen to him as if I was completely neutral.
Yeah.
And that was a fascinating place for me to be. And I think that's a really great place to be as a filmmaker in many ways, because you can get the truth out of people. And yeah, you know, he told me things that he's never told anybody else. And I think that was what the takeaway is with the film, which is I am, as the filmmaker, I'm not trying to tell you, the audience member, what to feel. You will feel what you want, whether you're on the left or the right.